The three tenors played a sellout concert last night, but for Plácido Domingo, José Carreras, and Luciano Pavarotti, it wasn't just another European venue. For the first time ever, they sang in the Chinese capital, Beijing. The setting was the centuries-old Forbidden City, former home to the Chinese emperors. NPR's Beijing bureau chief, Rob Gifford, was there.
For 600 years, the only person who could enter through the Wumen Gate into the inner courtyards of the Forbidden City was the emperor himself. The courtyards echoed only to the sound of his orders. Then, during Maoist times, the militant Red Guards broke with all such traditions, allowing the masses to shout their slogans in the inner sanctum. Last night, the mighty floodlit vermilion walls echoed to a somewhat different tune, as three barbarians stood at the gate and sang in a foreign tongue. For a nation more versed in Peking opera than Puccini's Turandot, it was quite an event. 30,000 members of Beijing's high society and many of its emergent middle class put on their best frocks and paid between $60 and $2,000 to see the show. In Chinese, they're known as the Sanda Nangao Yin, literally the three men with high voices, Ka Lei La Si, Duo Ming Ge, and the Chinese favorite, Pa Wa Luo Di. Rumors that this might be their last concert together were dispelled in a news conference earlier in the week. Then, during a two-hour performance set against a stage of floodlit dragons, the three showed they haven't lost their touch or their charm, racing through some old favorites before bringing on stage three of China's top sopranos. The event, not coincidentally, fell on International Olympic Day. It comes just 3 weeks before the International Olympic Committee decides whether front-runner Beijing should host the 2008 Olympic Games. Beijing officials were hoping the concert would give a boost to the bid by raising Beijing's international profile. To show they could handle such a major event with no trouble, they boosted security to an almost stifling level. Some Western visitors complained it was overly tight. A man was grabbed and detained outside the event, and a foreign photographer who tried to snap it was manhandled by police. But most of the audience was oblivious. 19-year-old music student Li Xiang shouted "Bravissimo" after almost every song.
I feel very moved. The Forbidden City is a sacred place in China, and the Western opera is very sacred in West, and I feel it's quite emotional.
The event was televised live across China. Whether Beijing gets the Olympics or not, the three men with high voices have opened a whole new window into Western culture for the rapidly maturing and discerning Chinese audience. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.